want you from 5 to 5. Every hour, tonight, on this very stage, performing together for the first time ever, you're going to see
It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. You brought a lot of money, but me, I'm catching tiny tummy. And you make me sleep. I try and try, but you undermine me. Uh-huh. And I start to be sensible, if you know what I mean. And so it's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. I'm dying to get away. I'm dying to get away. And me, I would like it automatic. Oh, what did you think would happen next? Oh, what could it ever be?
You're tuned in to Atomic Bomb on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Josh, and I'm your humble DJ on what is an exceptionally winter day in the great, beautiful state of Massachusetts. I'm just looking out the window here in Studio A, and I am not liking the look of my walk home. There is a lot of snow. That's all I can say. That last check there was People Everywhere, Still Alive, dub mix by Texas's very own Krangbin. Before that, Time to Get Away by LCD Sound System off of Sound of Silver. Prior to that, Algoritma by the Norwegian disco wizard Lindstrom off his 2016 EP Windings. Before that, Since I Left You, Cornelius Remix from the Avalanches. That's off of a remix album that they have called At Last Alone. I thought maybe that this being a really snowy day, the Avalanches might be a fitting band to play. Maybe, hey, yeah, you know? Either way, track before that was Live by Cut Copy off of their 2001 EP I Thought of Numbers. That track, by coincidence, actually has a connection to the Avalanches. Both the Avalanches and Cut Copy are Australian groups, but the I Thought of Numbers EP, the first release from Cut Copy, was actually co-produced by Robbie Chatter of the Avalanches. You might notice that it kind of has a sound that's like very similar to like the Avalanches material, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that because the guy from the Avalanches actually helped produce it. So fun fact there. And before that track from Cut Copy, Got to Have You by Joanne Wilson, little bit of disco from Trinidad and Tobago. Got more tunes coming right up for about the next half hour or so, and then I'm handing it off to some other DJ. Stay tuned here on WMFO in Medford. Next time I see you, I'm gonna walk right up to you. You're tuned in to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The show's called Atomic Bomb. That last track was Ce Matin La by the French band Air off their 1998 classic Moon Safari. Before that, Ann Arbor, Michigan's very own Shigeto with Huron River Drive, Evening's Remix, off the Ghostly 2012 compilation. Prior to that, it was Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs, aka Orlando Higginbottom, with Walking Song. And before that, I played Be Your Girl, Catronata Remix by Tidra Moses. It's a wonderful track that I caught off of Catronata's Boiler Room Montreal DJ set. Highly recommend that. You can pull it up on YouTube. It's a really great video. It's a really great DJ set. There's a lot of people in the video that are like dancing really weirdly, but it's a great DJ set. Highly, highly recommend that. Well, I got about 10 minutes left here, and that just about does it with my time here on WMFO. But before I sign off, I'd like to pay tribute to a big musical inspiration of mine that passed away recently. William Onyebar, the enigmatic Nigerian musical visionary and businessman, passed away on January 16th of this year. Throughout his musical career that spanned from 1977 to 1985, Mr. Onyebar self-released 9 groundbreaking electronic funk records. Those records were reissued recently by the reissue label of David Byrne, and kind of gained a little bit of fame here in the States with a compilation called World Psychedelic Classics 5, Who is William Onyebar? But after this, you know, kind of storied musical career, Mr. Onyebar then became a born-again Christian later in his life. He swore off music and insisted on devoting himself to religion. Basically, he devoted his entire life to religion and refused to talk about any of his music. I think he was a pioneering music maker, and given that this show, named Atomic Bomb, you know, bears the name and was named after one of his songs, I think that it's only appropriate that on this, the first show of the semester, I pay tribute to Mr. Onyebar over these very airwaves. So, with that said, Atomic Bomb will return next week, same time, same place, Thursday at 5 p.m. Normally it won't go to 7 p.m., it'll just go to 6. I'm subbing in for some people that are stuck home because of the weather. But in general, 5 p.m. Thursdays, every single week. You can find a full playlist of the songs that I've played today at WMFO.org or at facebook.com/AtomicBombWMFO. Keep it freeform and have a good one. We'll be right back.
This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. We're coke and the dollar bill stems
and crack capsules. Take a blast. It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. Separated. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception.